Here's a look at sports for Tuesday. Tri-County senior softball players Chloe Augsier and Odyssey Whitcomb and Cavalier baseball senior teammates Chase Kirby, Austin Nevin, and Rustin Schombach were selected by coaches to their respective Midwest Conference teams this week. Augsier and Whitcomb were first-team picks, with sophomore Maya Albert selected honorable mention. The All-Midwest Conference team features teammates Casey Clapper, Brianna Hines, Zoe Natkes, and Peyton Clapper from Frontier's Conference Championship squad. North Newton selections included Grace Hollowpeter and Kaylin Kroll on the first team and Bailey Craig as honorable mention. South Newton's Jamie Deedham and Elizabeth Gehring were picked first teamers, while Haley Warren and Chanel Embry were honorable mention picks. West Central's lone first-team pick was Emily Pilarski, with teammate Jillian Hypley named honorable mention. North White's Kinsey Westerhouse rounded out the first team, and Lauren Annis of North White and Kyra Wilson of Frontier were selected honorable mention. In baseball, Tri-County and North Newton shared the conference championship, and each had three players picked all Midwest Conference by the coaches. For the Cavaliers, Kirby, Nevin, and Schombach were joined by North Newton's Kyler Rainford, Robbie James, and Garrett Belt. North White teammates Grant Bushman and Nolan Princell were picked to the team, as well as Frontier teammates Brooke Sailors, Casey Fryer, and Jack Mikesell. South Newton's lone representative was senior Levi Sample. Named honorable mention were Tri-County's Blaine Vanderveer and Kale Lawson, North Newton's Patrick Montemeyer and Austin Goddard, South Newton's Tyler Martell and Ben Bryant, West Central's Garrett Lehman, and Frontier's Tanner Dold. Trey Turner homered in his second straight game. Annabelle Sanchez pitched into the seventh, and the Washington Nationals hammered the White Sox 12-1 Monday night. The Nationals scored 9 runs off the Chicago bullpen, including 6 in the 9th inning. Leury Garcia hit a solo homer for Chicago in the 6th. Yoan Moncada left the game in the 7th with upper back tightness. The White Sox did release injured outfielder Nicky Delmonico on Monday. Those same two teams play again tonight in Chicago. It'll be left-hander Patrick Corbin, 5-4 for the Nats, against left-hander Manny Banuelos, 3-4 for the White Sox. Colorado scored its first 5 runs on homers, but Ryan McMahon delivered the go-ahead run with a single in the 8th inning, and Colorado rallied to edge the Cubs 6-5 Monday night. Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber, and David Bodie homered for the Cubs. The game was tied 5-5 when Murphy doubled and stole third with 1 out in the 8th. McMahon drove him in with a single to right center off Steve Cishek, now 1-3. Hugh Darvish and Rockies starter Herman Marquez each allowed 4 runs in 6 innings. Colorado rookie right-hander Peter Lambert, 1-0, makes his Coors Field debut tonight, 5 days after winning his first major league start when he beat the Cubs in Chicago. Left-hander Jose Quintana, 4-5, gets a start for the Cubs. Steph Curry scored 31 points, Klay Thompson added 26, and they led a season-saving surge long after Kevin Durant was injured again to give the Warriors a 106-105 victory at Toronto Monday night in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Curry and Thompson combined for 3 straight three-pointers in the closing minutes after Toronto had taken a 6-point lead with under 3.5 remaining in front of a raucous crowd. Golden State, now trailing 3-2, will host Game 6 on Thursday night. And a plane carrying David Ortiz landed in Boston Monday night, a day after the Red Sox icon was shot at a club in his native Dominican Republic and underwent emergency surgery. Ortiz was then taken by ambulance with a police escort to Massachusetts General Hospital, where he will continue to receive medical attention. Doctors said during a Monday news conference they anticipate Ortiz making a full recovery with no restrictions. That's going to do it for sports.